open your Bibles to 2 Peter chapter 3. We're going to be reading a few verses. Have you ever heard someone talk about faith in God as simply a leap of faith? Probably some 50, 51 years ago, I had a young man, and I was a lot younger back then too, come to me, and this was his exact statement. He said, "I believe anybody that is a Christian is using that as a crutch because they're not able to stand on their own two feet." And I told him he was exactly right, because we can't. We cannot stand on our own two feet. Without Jesus Christ and the cross, we would still be lost in sin. Now again, have you ever heard someone talk about faith in God as a leap of faith? This is far from accurate. God has given us various ways to confirm His existence and the word that we have, our Bibles. It's not the least of which prophecy. As Brother Mike read just a few moments ago, 1 Peter chapter 1, starting in verse 15, "Moreover, I will endeavor that you may be able after my decease," Peter saying, after I'm gone, after I've left this world, he says, to have these things always in remembrance. Peter here is saying, when I'm dead and gone, I want you to remember these things. "For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses." Now, when someone gives testimony that is an eyewitness, then we know that that testimony, if they're truthful, because we know how men tend to exaggerate and embellish and maybe even outright lie, but guided by the Holy Spirit, Peter done none of those things. Peter literally is telling those that he's writing to, listen to what I'm telling you and keep into remembrance, because what I'm telling you, we were eyewitnesses of all of these things that I've told you. "For he received from God," this is verse 17, "the Father, honor and glory, when there came such a voice to him from the exceeding excellent glory, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased.'" Do you remember what took place here? You remember what Peter is speaking of? You remember on the Mount of Transfiguration? What did Peter and John, what did they want to do? They wanted to build three tabernacles, one for Moses, one for Elias, and one for Jesus. But then they heard that voice. What did the voice say? "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." You know, the Bible is full of prophecies that can either be confirmed or denied, isn't there? There are many prophecies that can either be confirmed or denied in its truthfulness. So I want us to take a few moments this morning to look at some of these prophecies that we have in the Bible. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 10 through 12. Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed, and not unto themselves, okay, not unto themselves, but unto us, they did minister the things which are now reported unto you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desired to look into. Even the prophets of old and the angels simply did not always know the things about which they spoke. A lot of the Old Testament prophets didn't know really what they were talking about, but they were prophesying of things to take place in the future. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19. We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto you do well that you take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star rise in your hearts. Peter said that many of the Old Testament prophecies have been fulfilled. Thus it gives a much greater assurance to God's people. Now again, the words of the prophet prophecy was made more sure and confirmed by what he witnessed. And Peter is talking about himself, about the things that he witnessed. And again, on the transfiguration, it confirmed Jesus as being deity. This is something that Peter is revealing. Now, we have some examples of prophecies in the Old Testament. We still have a prophecy in the New Testament that's not taken place yet, and we'll look at that in a moment. But let's look, if you will, over into Isaiah chapter 44 and verse 28. Thus saith the Cyrus, he is my shepherd, and shall perform all my pleasure, even saying to Jerusalem, thou shalt be built, and to the temple, thy foundation shall be laid. So then we go all the way over to Ezra, chapter 1, and verses 1 and 2. Now in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, that the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled. All right? That the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah might be fulfilled, the Lord stirred up the spirit of Cyrus, king of Persia, that he made a proclamation throughout all his kingdom and put it into writing, saying, thus saith Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord of heaven hath given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he hath charged me to build him a house at Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Now, this prophecy occurred more than 150 years before it was fulfilled. Did you notice? Isaiah. That saith to Cyrus, he is my shepherd. He shall perform all of my pleasure, even saying to Jerusalem, thou shalt be built. In other words, it hadn't been done yet. And to the temple, thy foundation shall be laid. And then we see in Ezra 1 and verses 1 and 2 that Cyrus, the king of Persia, was moved by God to do what? To build him a house at Jerusalem. 150 years before that prophecy was fulfilled. Now, we're not going to read all of Daniel. But if you want to write down, if you're taking notes, Daniel chapter 8, verses 1 through 27. In there we're going to read about a ram that had two great horns, and one of the horns was greater than the other. And then we see also a great goat with one giant horn, who basically, when you read this, that great goat came and bulldozed over the ram and broke the horns. Well, if you read, Daniel is given the interpretation, the ram being the Medo-Persian Empire, the goat, the Greek Empire. And basically what it was the persecution of the Jews and the desecration of the temple. Now the prophecy in Daniel,8 verses 1 through 27, was literally 400 years before that prophecy was fulfilled. Now you remember the dream of King Nebuchadnezzar about the great statue, the head of gold and so on and so forth, all the way down to the feet of iron and clay. Now, let's look at Peter's prophecy. Take your Bibles, open up to 2 Peter chapter 3. I want to start reading in verse 1. 2 Peter chapter 3, starting in verse 1. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stir up your pure mind by way of remembrance. Remember what I've told you before. I'm writing this again. I'm writing this second epistle to you to stir up your memory, that you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets, and of the commandments of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust. Knowing this first, again, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. Nothing's changed. From the first day of creation until now, everything has remained the same. But listen to what Peter has to say. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water. Hey, what are you saying? Y'all missed the flood. You're claiming that everything has remained the same from the first day of creation until that day. You've left out the flood. What happened? Have you forgotten that the world was wiped clean and only Noah and his family were saved? All right, it goes on. Whereby the world that then was being overflowed with water perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, even now today, by the same word are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. You see the prophecy? There's going to be those that basically say, well, you know, nothing's ever changed. It's always been the same. Nothing has changed from day one. But those who proclaim that have forgot about the flood when the entire earth but one family perished. And then Peter's prophecy. He says there in verse 7, but the heavens and the earth, which are now by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. And that's not saying that one day is actually 1,000 years. It's just a reference of time. When you look at this, we can't equate 1,000 years. It's a time. All right? In other words, basically what he's saying, God does not live in our time. God lives in eternity. For him, one simple day is 1,000 years for us. And he's just basically saying, hey, I don't live on your time. I don't live in your clock. All right? The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise. There's Peter's prophesying. Pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. That stuff not happened yet, brothers and sisters, but it's coming. That's what prophecy is. We can see there Isaiah and Ezra talking about a prophecy that didn't take place until 150 years later. And then we see Daniel's prophecy, 400 years before that prophecy was fulfilled. Peter tells us that one day the Lord's coming. This earth, this world, this universe is slated for destruction. One day this earth and all that is in it is going to burn up. Peter's prophecy is simply this: Jesus is coming again. He's not come yet. So the prophecy has not been fulfilled. But one day, it will be. And in view of this truth, what kind of people should we be? Knowing that God has kept His word from day one, do we believe Peter's prophecy that Jesus is going to come? And when He comes, He's going to fulfill the prophecy that Peter is talking about, the earth being burned up. Do we believe that prophecy is going to come to pass? Brothers and sisters, be assured that when God speaks, what He says will most definitely come to pass. What do we say? The phrase that we use many times when we want to make sure people understand that it's going to happen, you can take it to the bank. It's going to take place. Isaiah chapter 46, verses 9 and 10. Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. God said of Himself, I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Take it to the bank. Jesus is coming. Someday, maybe even today. It could be in the next moment. Jesus is coming back, and He will judge the world. And I'm going to leave you with one final question. Are you ready for His return? Are you ready for the judgment day? I hope so. But there's a way that's been given to prepare yourself, and that is through Jesus Christ and His blood. And we reach that blood through baptism. So if you're here and you're not a Christian, you need to prepare for the coming day of judgment. If you'd like to be baptized and have your sins washed away,